Federal law requires funeral directors to give itemized price lists to customers to let them pick and choose whatever they can afford. Scott Peterson of the Wisconsin Funeral Directors Association says lately, people have been opting for less expensive caskets and markers or cutting down on floral displays and meals. He says one development is surprising.
We've seen a dramatic increase in our funeral trust. It's a protected investment that the government can't come and reclaim later in your life. But these are highly regulated tools that set some money aside for funeral expenses down the road, and they have federal and state protections.
Consumer protection officials warn that trust accounts may not be the best idea because inflation can drive the cost of a prearranged funeral higher than the trust balance. Another option that people are choosing are memorial societies. Dori Genesee heads the Lighthouse Memorial Society of Wisconsin.
Our services are negotiated with funeral directors ahead of time, so it costs about a third of the amount for a regular funeral. When people find out about us, they're very interested because many would rather leave that money to their families or charities.
Genesee warns that they work with just a few funeral homes across the state, so travel may be involved and visitations may not necessarily be in the departed's hometown. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.